Yeah, I just want a pair of khakis.
What do you want, sir?
A pair of khakis. You know, that, aren't
There's
tight.
Nothing, you're not going to find anything here that's khaki. We love fabulous clothing. Fabulous clothing.
I'm talking about khakis, you know, just like a tan pant.
A what?
A pant that's not jean. I want like a khaki kind of thing.
I can't understand you. You're closer to me.
Why are you dancing?
God almighty.
Shut this up!
All right, it's 9:21 here on the ticket. It's time for Gordo's Corner. You okay?
Yeah. What?
And it's brought to us by McDonald's and Dallas Dodge.
All right, thank you so much, Miller Man.
Craig's not here today.
Indeed.
Battling the flu.
All right.
Biscuits.
I've become obsessed with the screaming goat. It was on the Doritos commercial. Here's the screaming goat from the Doritos commercial. And that's a real goat. And, of course, I had to spend time now surfing the internet looking for other screaming goats. Here's a... This one has 1.4 million hits, Giorgio.
Okay.
That's... Sounds like the same goat, one? Doesn't it? All right, now here's one. This one's got more of a yell.
Come on, Dan. Come on. Come on, Dan. Come on. Be it. Dan can have some peas. Come on, Dan.
Man, that's creepy. This is like Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell will go. Jeez.
Eat the peas. Come on. Eat the peas. Yes.
Okay. Sounds like a guy that's in a straitjacket.
Come here.
You're trying to feed a guy in a straitjacket.
Will Ferrell. Doesn't that sound like Will Ferrell?
Why is that driving you crazy?
This is bad.
This one became a huge internet meme. It's called Goat Yelling Like a Man, and it has 4 million hits. It's this goat that's tied up to a tree.
Are you yelling for Bill?
Man, that's crazy.
And then these are a couple screaming goats in a rack.
That's it. Turn it.
Right, so we need to do our screaming goat.
All right, we are wasting broadcast time.
Big announcement today. The U.S. Postal Service is announcing that, yes, indeed, they are ceasing to deliver mail on Saturdays.
Okay.
A 150-year-old tradition is now going away.
We can live with that, can't we? Mail Monday through Friday.
I like a mail
female
every day
on
of the
weekend.
Week. They're losing $25 million a day. The Postal Service is, and they think that by cutting Saturday delivery, they will save $2 billion.
They're losing how much a day?
$25 million a day.
They need to redo their business model.
Yes.
How do you survive?
I don't know.
How much of that is paying all the old retired
postal workers?
Yeah. Stop it.
How much is that loss there is?
Do they have a big pension system or something? Pension plan? Post office?
Sure they
do. I bet they do.
They've got to have a big income problem, too, though.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened. Nobody sends mail anymore. When was the last time you hand wrote a letter, not a card, but you have a handwritten letter that you've delivered by mail.
I don't know, months, years,
months.
Yeah,
like 8,000 months or
no? Like I think I've done that in the last year, written a note.
Oh,
somebody,
man, I don't know that I've done that since maybe since I was in my early 20s, maybe to my grandparents or something.
Christmas cards count?
No, that's a card. Talking about a letter.
By the way, Christmas cards, way down this year, weren't they at your house?
Yes, they were down.
We got way fewer than we've ever gotten.
They're still dribbling in at my house. People get to them late these days. Yeah. We ought to just change them over to Valentine's Day cards now. Yeah, so that's going away. 150 years. So stay hard, Saturday delivery. Speaking of mail.
That's always seemed like a spare day for mail, by the way.
Saturday?
Yeah, when you see the mailman driving around on Saturday, you're thinking, man, he's working today? I've always thought that was a little wasteful.
I got this in my email. It was sent to someone else. You know, I've noticed that my email screws up, and I tend to get other people's email. It's for it's a wedding proposal. That's not the right word. Someone was bidding a wedding. They wanted to inquire about a wedding at this particular resort, and the resort sent back a proposal for their wedding cost.
Was it for GordonTeeth.com?
No, but it is similar to that. So, and I start reading this quote. That's what I'm looking for, a quote, not a proposal.
Okay.
So they receive this quote, and I'm looking at the prices, and it is unbelievable. Gazebo decorated for ceremony, $25,000.
I was going to say like 25 bucks for that.
Minister, $10,000.
What?
Reception room rental for 4 hours, $10,000.
So the ministers get a talent fee?
I guess so. Space preparation and presentation, including tablecloth overlays, table settings, so on, $45,000. 30 dinners, inclusive of soup, 2 proteins, 2 starches, a vegetable drink, and dessert.
Should be $150.
30 dinners at $2,000 a piece, $60,000. PA system and music, $20,000.
Man.
3-tier wedding cake starts at $45,000. So I'm reading all this.
Should have gone into the bridal business.
There's a few other charges here. And I'm looking at the place that it's... I'm not going to mention the place, but it's in the proposal. And I look it up, and it's in Jamaica. And I notice that the contact person's name on this has the area code for Jamaica. So I'm thinking, man, how can they afford, because it all adds up to $243,000 for this wedding. So then I go to a currency converter. I guess the Jamaican dollar is not quite what the U.S. dollar is. And instead of $243,000, it comes out to $2,600 American dollars. But I was thinking it was a very expensive wedding. Would you want a Jamaican
wedding?
You bet.
You would?
I bet Jamaica's nice.
You're making me horny over here, George.
You're a hack.
Hypothetical for you. Assuming there's no health risk, $1,000 a day, how many consecutive days will you go without any personal grooming or hygiene? Now, you're allowed to wash your hands after going bad bathroom. But you cannot brush your teeth. You can't shower. Can't shave. Can't use deodorant. Can't comb your hair.
100 days.
It's $100,000.
100 grand.
Well, if you go 100 days, what stops you from the 101st day? I don't get that. Why?
Because I think after about day 4, you're going to go bananas, especially if you can't brush your teeth.
Okay, but you said 100 days.
Yeah, because that sounds like a good round number to shoot for. $100,000. You're really sacrificing, but that's a big payoff. Yeah, I may stick around for another day, $101,000.
Okay, well, what about 102?
102, then.
I mean, if you already smell like a Yeti.
The onion crunch you would
have. 200?
The what?
The onion crunch
you What is that?
How many days before you do permanent damage to your teeth without brushing them?
Well, this is, the hypothetical assumes no permanent damage.
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
But you still have to go to work, you still have to go to church, you still have to... you know, lay in bed with your sweet, sweet wife.
It would
and
all
your
drive
kids
me crazy.
And,
it would all drive me crazy because I can't stand to go from out 3 days of beer
at the dinner table and you smiling and it looks like your teeth is are wearing sweaters. You're all yellow and look like you're from Cairo.
I'd shoot for 100. If I'm going to bother to do it, I'd go for 100.
The section of Cairo that doesn't have dental care. Right. I want to clarify that.
Do you get to at least pick the time of year you start this at?
It's Jan 1st.
Yeah, you do it in the wintertime. That'd be
better,
because, right?
I mean, it would suck if you started it June 1st.
I'm all the heat.
Ugh.
Giving you swamp butt.
Giving you what?
You heard me.
We all know.
He said onion crotch, and you said
swamp butt.
Yeah.
Yes. We all know.
We've all suffered from it. Just admit it.
Huh. Never heard of that. So you're saying 100 days. Rich, you're saying how long?
I bet you I could go 100, yeah.
Man, I'm trying to think. If I could collect right now, I've got about $9,300 coming to me.
If you just make it through today, it'd be 10.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck. I hope you bring in the big bucks.
No.
Not showering.
Are you a multiple shower a day guy?
No,
I've never quite understood that unless you've been rolling in mud or working out. It just seems weird that people shower multiple times a day.
Maybe on days that I work out, I may take two showers.
Like I just said, work out. Yeah. I understand
that.
But there are some people who don't work out and shower in the morning and at night.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't understand it either.
You're wasting water, people.
Can you jump in a lake and or a swimming pool?
I think that counts.
I think it counts. Hey.
What happened to Fernando?
Got rid of him. Gone.
Jumped him.
Can you jump in a lake? All right, let's say...
I have gone like 9 days without a shower before when I've been at the lake. Lake, pool, that counts.
That does not count.
No, it
doesn't.
Especially
the lake. That is disgusting. You're dirtier after the lake.
Depends on what lake.
Most lakes in Texas.
Yeah. There's no lake that you jump in that you
get
cleaner.
Magical waters of PK, I think.
Whatever.
Magical waters.
Step on the bottom of that lake and tell me it's clean.
You may get rocked.
It's
so gross.
Do you
think every one of those fish tiptoes out on its back fin to go potty up on land?
Yes.
No.
They shoot it out onto the bank.
They do not. They let fly in the water.
And everybody else who's been water skiing or swimming in that lake has done the exact same thing.
So
what? People do that?
Yes.
Not the bad one. In the lake?
Not the bad one, but still, is that better?
It's purified by the moss and weeds.
What? I don't understand your theories.
It's like a filter?
Yeah.
All right
then, Gordo. It's 9:34. Oh, my gosh, that was loud.
Stop.
Hit my ears. Up next, he is a Texas music star and a recruiting expert.
Screaming Aussie goat.
Josh Abbott is next.
Hi, this is Robert.